Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Strawberry Milk Pod is back.
Back in action, baby.
Okay, we have some very exciting news. This is like the main question that we keep getting. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do video? Have you thought about doing video?
Are you doing video like, today or tomorrow? What do you guys look like?
Considering we're the only ones that don't do video, yes, that's on a to-do list. And that might be up and running by the next podcast. Maybe not.
Maybe next Tuesday. Maybe two Tuesdays from now.
But we're working on that. We're working on a set. A set?
Yes, we are. Did someone say S-E-T?
Okay, so we have a set coming and we have some video coming. So just bear with us, okay?
For now, it's just going to be our voices, but we're definitely working on it.
But welcome back. This is episode 6. Welcome back to the Strawberry Milk Pod.
You guys, we really missed you. It's been a couple days here. They flew by and I'm just so happy to be back in the studio.
Some of you forgot to subscribe, which is crazy.
You guys, we are looking at our subscribers. We're counting them one by one every day. We're stalking your pages. We're reading your usernames. Please subscribe. Thank you.
You can follow us on Instagram, Strawberry Milk Pod. And TikTok, Strawberry Milk Pod. And I'm always checking the DMs. Like right now, we don't have that big of a following there. So like I'm checking the DMs. I've responded to some of you. So if you have any questions, you can send them there.
You guys, you realize whenever we meet people and they're like, what's the name of your brand? What do you guys do for work? And you always have to say Strawberry Milk Mob. And they're always like, Strawberry what? Strawberry Milk Mob? Strawberry Milk Bob? Mob. M-O-B. Like I always wonder, do they even know that this is called Strawberry Milk Pod?
I don't know. You can't really tell.
You can't tell,
Strawberry
right?
Milk Podcast. Okay?
Isn't it always awkward when you're saying that to people?
Yeah, they can it never is. Hear They're you. Always like, Mom, Strawberry Milk Mom, which Strawberry Milk Mob.
Coming up.
So Georgia and I were just in Whistler. We did some skiing. We both wiped out on flat ground. I don't know what happened.
Well,
there.
I wasn't used to the powder. I wasn't used to that, so I was basically getting buried alive.
But now we're back in action at the office.
We really have been everywhere. Like, we were in Hawaii, we were in Toronto, we were in Switzerland, Europe, everywhere. I feel like I haven't been home all month long. I like office weeks, though, so we're back in the office now.
I'm excited to be home and, like, back on routine. I sometimes see people are like, what's your workout routine? What's your workout routine?
Wish we had
the
a routine.
The best, like, routine in life is, like, good sleep and healthy food. Like, I'm ready for some home-cooked food because, like, restaurant food is not good for you.
I agree. But I love coming into the office, saying hi to the team, seeing everyone. Deanna's working on the whole podcast setup, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
It's exciting to like see everyone. We're like texting and emailing and talking on the phone all day long, but being back in the office is like my zen zone. I love it.
I always come back into the office and I'm like, hey guys, and I just start yapping and I'm like,
that's so weird, that's not like you.
I know, it's weird. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I feel like they're like, okay, like they're probably like, I wish she wasn't here, like she's always distracting us.
One thing about Sydney is it's a yapathon 24/7. We are yapathoning our way
always
through life.
This is, I'm gonna say it, I've said it once, I'll say it again, I am slightly irritating, but I'm self-aware.
Slightly is an understatement.
No, slightly. Okay, so this
you
is
guys are probably wondering why this is getting uploaded so late on a Tuesday. Well, that's because Sydney and I had World War III of a sister fight yesterday.
We tried to record this a couple days ago. We got in a huge fight.
Like, let's just say I'm surprised one of us is still alive at the moment.
No.
Okay.
We got in a huge fight, but it's kind of funny because I feel like the way sister fights work is they're like fake fights, because then we just woke up and we're like, okay, let's record. Like, we were going at it. And then it was like, okay, time to record.
That is what it's like working with your sister. But I think it's good that we're sisters, because if you were working with your friend, like if we were business partners and friends,
blocked.
Seriously blocked, be like, I'm cutting that toxic person out of my life.
Yeah, I literally turned my phone off last night.
Okay, relax. We're starting to get a bit heated again, so we better change the subject.
Anyways, no, so I told Jordan, I was like, I'm going to plan on a whole episode for us. And I'm like, because I want to try and have like a theme. But the theme came to me when I was talking to my friend this morning. And he was like, I met this girl. I thought she was super cute. And then I was instantly turned off. And I was like, oh, whoa, what happened? And he was like, she walks funny. And I was like, done. What are you talking about? Over. And he's like, anyone uncoordinated that walks funny, runs funny, like instant turn off.
Totally agree. I can't agree more. So, or,
yeah. Wait.
Or when guys are walking, like, they, you know, when they put their feet out to like a horizontal and then they take the big step as if they have like big package coming through. Like, wait. What are you doing? Do you know what I'm talking about? I hate when guys do that walk.
Wait, I don't, but that's really funny. I don't like when they kind of have like a bounce in their walk. Like,
yeah, the bounce.
Because it's like they're putting on a confident walk, but it's coming across as like very insecure.
Totally. It's disgusting.
But this conversation about walking, I started laughing my head off, and then it made me wonder, like, red flags, green flags. So
instant turn off.
I asked my guy friends and I asked my girlfriends to give red flags and green flags, and I wanted to share them with you to see what you think. And I have been laughing all morning, like waiting to share these with you.
Okay.
So I spoke to the guys. Oh, actually, first I want to say this was interesting to me. My guy friends were saying that they don't like it when like girls approach them, DM them first. Like, they don't like that.
What?
And I obviously love it. That's like a niche thing, but I'm like, I've definitely,
okay, yeah,
I've approached
right.
guys in bars before though, and it has not gone well.
Like, there is definitely the odd time when it doesn't go how you pictured it, but I think that guys love it. Really?
Well, I hear different things. Like, I asked five of my guy friends, and they all say that they prefer to, like, it comes off as like too, I think it like hurts their masculinity, which
I
guess.
Are we talking about in a in-person version or like texting DM version?
I think both.
Like, I think at a bar, I think the guy should come up to you.
Like, my guy friends are like, they don't like it when they come across as too confident, which I thought was interesting. But I think that comes from like their own things, you know, like, but they're like, they kind of want to feel like they're.
Okay. I
want to
know.
But one of my friends said, it's not that cringe to me. It's just usually girls that are DMing me or walking up to me in clubs are not of the highest quality. I don't know what that means.
Oh my God.
But what? I don't know. Yeah, I thought that was interesting because I've definitely had moments where I have made the first move and it's every single time I regret doing it. But apparently, like, that's,
well, what do
not,
they say? You go up to them and what happens? It's just,
well,
kind of like crickets.
One time I saw a cutie in the club. And I was like, okay, this guy's really cute. And I was like, I'm going to go up to him. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, like, I think you're really cute. And he was like, so does my girlfriend. And she, like, also shout out to him. Great response.
Shout out to him.
And she, like, points at the girlfriend's right next to him. And I felt so bad, almost, like, I don't know why, because obviously I didn't know. And I look at her and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, didn't mean to interrupt. And I, like, walked away. But I felt, like, so embarrassed.
So does my girlfriend. Like, you know that he's getting whooped at home if he messes up.
And his girlfriend was beautiful. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I, like, ran away.
His girlfriend's like, so what happened last night at the club? Did you talk to anybody? Whooping their ass.
No, she was right beside him.
Okay, but he could have just been like, ha, ha, thank you so much. You know, he didn't have to be like, so does my girlfriend.
Wait, yeah, it actually was a little strong.
Because she's whooping
like,
his ass.
I was like, oh, sorry.
Seriously.
So we'll never do that again.
I will say I have had my experiences of someone of like, you go up to a guy. I agree. I've never had a good experience where you like buy a guy a drink at a bar. You like send shots to their table or you're approaching them at like Greta or whatever. They always are like stunned as if it's like a deer in headlights and it's always very awkward. I do agree with that. But if I send a DM or I'm like responding to a story, that's usually like, I'm always shooting my shot. I mean, I used to always shoot my shot.
Well, that's what I'll do too. But my friends like will sometimes be like, you can't do that, Sid. Like, I'll find like a cute guy.
Since when?
And I'm like, can I message him? He's like, oh, that's honestly kind of a turnoff.
Okay, well, I beg to differ. I think they're loving it when I DM them.
But then also everyone's different too. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, what kind of DMs are we sending? Like, if I see a story that I like of a guy that I'm interested in, I might send like some eyes responding to it, you know, the infamous eyes, or I might like it, or I might go like their photos or something, but I'm not like sending a DM saying, hey, want to hang out on Friday, like, should we get drinks next week? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm like setting up. Okay, you put it a good way in a couple episodes ago where you said you put it out there that you're interested, you give all the signals that you're interested without saying it, and then it's in their court to like pick up the pieces.
You have to leave it.
I think that's what you do. But I think like shooting your shot in the way that you're showing you're interested, liking an old photo, like that type of vibe, putting it out there, like looking at them in the bar, that's good. But then leave it for them and their little masculinity to then come to you, I think.
Yeah, I think that they want to feel like they're in charge or something. And like they were saying, like, if a girl has like too much confidence right off the bat, like my friend was at a bar the other night and apparently he went up to this girl that was like stunning, and she like knew she was stunning, and he goes up to her and is like, oh my gosh, like you're so intimidating. And she was like, yeah, I am. And he was like, like goodbye.
Okay,
and,
like, weasel. We love the little weasel.
And I didn't like it. But then I was asking, I'm like, but so you don't like confident girls? Like, I was like, I'm doing it all wrong. And they're like, no, like confidence is good, but like you shouldn't like come out the gate just like yapping and like coming on too strong. I don't know. But that is just one group's opinion.
Yeah, I would like to know who the sample pool was for this experiment.
Very much.
I would like to know. But I think that men are little weasels, and it makes sense that they want to like keep their small little masculinity that they have so they can feel good. Like, I love it when guys are like, yeah, I totally pulled you. Like, I have so much game. And I'm like, babe, I literally set that map out for you and laid all the puzzle pieces down for you to pick them up. But
no
idea. We'll go with that. You have to weasel.
What I learned from this was that you have to let men think they're in charge.
Yeah, I do that every day to Brad.
I also asked about following girls on Instagram. And I was like, so what do you think about that whole dynamic of like when you follow girls and like the random models, the random liking? Mm-hmm. And one of my friends was like, honestly, like if I follow a bunch of random girls I don't know, I'm a loser. And I hope that you call me out. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm a loser if I do that. Following girls I don't know. I was like, okay.
That is loser
vibes.
But
I actually don't think it's loser vibes.
Okay.
I think that's just like Instagram.
I think it doesn't bother me until it's a problem. Like there are times where there's many instances where Brad will like not follow someone back or like specifically like not look at something, and I'll notice it and I'm like, oh, that's really sweet that he's like thinking of me. But at the same time, I'm like, but I wouldn't care if he was doing that, but I don't care because it's never been an issue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like you know in your gut if something's wrong.
He was like following every single freaking OnlyFans girl under the sun, then you might start to care, even though you think it's something
I
you
also
care
think
about.
It's different, like if you're single following a bunch of people, but then if you're in a relationship and you're like still actively following, it's a little
I
don't know if I would notice though, unless I was like I'd be looking for something if I noticed.
I don't think that women are crazy. I think that men make women crazy.
I agree.
So
through gaslighting.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the Love is Blind episode where Jessica, she's on like a second date with this guy. They can't see each other if you don't know the show. And she's like, okay, so what's your Instagram vibe? And he's like, oh, what do you mean by that? She's like, do you follow any women? Because if you follow any women, I'm not down. And like that came across a little bit crazy. But you just know that Jessica must have like been through something with her previous boyfriend where maybe he was like DMing, cheating. You know what I mean? So
okay, so here's the other thing though. Like, I don't think you should be like, you can't follow any women. Like, what are you doing? Because if you think a guy is going to cheat, you should let him.
Yeah,
and then
totally.
End it. Don't like put up all these barriers like you can't do this, you can't do this. Be like, do what you want, and then oh bam, he cheats, okay, you have to break up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you shouldn't be like preventing
that is
his
so true.
True colors. Like you should let him do whatever he wants and let the actions speak for themselves.
You should maybe even try to push him to cheat.
Yeah.
Like you should say
it's
dingle
test.
Some of this in front of him, like, oh, look at all these dingly berries in front
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, be like,
you,
look at this
interested?
Sexy lady, you like hired her.
Exactly.
What do you think
exactly.
of this girl? But
and
you
hopefully they cheat
and, like,
sooner than later.
Yeah, the sooner they cheat, the better if they're a cheater.
I agree.
Some other things, while we're still on the topics of like girl red flags, getting super drunk on a first date. I feel like this one goes.
Okay, wait. This one is so sensitive because everyone does this.
It can happen. My friend has told me many stories about like going on dates with girls. I mean, like one girl just like.
No, Sydney, it's really common. I hear about it all the time.
Oh,
I
wait,
always
I've heard more than once actually.
Like, I am a lightweight, and so if I have one glass of wine, there's a difference when you're having drinks and you're jumping up and down at a club versus when you're having drinks and sitting at an intimate table staring, making eye contact and talking. Like, I just get drunk instantly when that happens. And there's been so many times where I'm on a date and the guy's talking to me and I'm like just finished my first glass of wine and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot even see him straight anymore. What do I do? And like the inner dialogue begins and I'm like, okay, I have to get out of this date because I'm about to pass out onto the table.
Yeah, you're gonna end up saying something like stupid.
Totally. I think a first date is like a job interview. Like I think you need to be sober somewhat, like having a good time, but like you can't be acting like a dork, you know what I mean? Like getting drunk and wasted. I honestly
think a first date is like a big fake-a-roni.
No, it is a fake-a-roni. Well, it also depends. Like, if you're just going for a one-night stand or something, then it doesn't matter. But personally, I'm always, like, looking for a connection. So I try to take it more seriously. Like, I try to put my best version of myself forward.
I think of a date as, like, an audition.
Totally.
Like.
And then you sit down, and the server's like, what can I get you to drink? And he's like, I'll take a lager. And I'm like, like, that is not what we're getting on our first date.
I wrote this down for, like, my own notes. Like, something I really notice and can't stand are, like, bad table manners. Like,
ordering a beer is a bad table manner.
Not putting, like, your napkin on your lap. Like, that really drives me insane.
Totally.
It's so stupid, though. But, like, when
a guy wears a hat at the table, I hate it. I cannot stand it. I'm like, I won't go on another date. That's actually a huge... Like, I won't go on another date with them. If they're eating with their hat on, I just think that's, you're not being a gentleman.
If you don't put your napkin on your lap, like.
That one I think I can teach.
If you don't wait for the other person to get food, like, all that stuff is important. I think it's all cringy.
Yeah, gentlemen, let's just talk about the basics for a second. You are supposed to put your napkin on your lap before you eat. You're supposed to take your hat off when you sit down with a lady. And you're supposed to, if your food comes first and her food hasn't hit the table yet, you wait until both of your food are on the table and then you begin eating.
That's like standard. But totally. People don't realize that.
Well, I think that you really should learn that. So maybe watch a YouTube tutorial, okay?
Some of the red flags they said is like if a girl has good banter, good relationship with her family. One of my friends said it's really annoying. This was interesting to me because I don't agree with this and I will not change this behavior. But they said it's really annoying when a girl offers to pay on the first date because it's like, what are you doing? But like, I will always offer.
I always offer. It's like a fake offer, like, but I'm offering. I feel
rude not to offer.
Totally.
I will always offer and I mean it. But like, if I pay, I'm not interested.
I think that, I don't think that the man has to pay every single time. Like, come on, let's be real. In 2024, what year is it? 2024. But I will say it is the man's job to pay on the first date. I just think it is. Like, it was, he's the one that asked you on the date. He's the one making the first mood. He's trying to be the alpha. Like, he's trying to take control.
Depending on the dynamic you want in your relationship, that's personally what I want. Yeah. I want the man to, like...
Yeah. We're putting on, like, a disclaimer. If you want a little weasel, but then you can pay. But
some girls might want to be the alpha in the relationship.
But totally. And if the date is something... If it's, like, a money issue... Because I feel like everyone's excuse when we talk about this topic, it's always going to be about, oh, it's too expensive or we can't afford that. But then take her on a date that you can afford. Like, make a sandwich and bring her on a picnic in the park. Like,
go for coffee.
Go for a walk. Go for a coffee. You
know, maybe don't date. Maybe get a job.
Maybe you don't have time for a date and you should get a job. That's actually so true, Sid. I can't believe I didn't think of that first. Yeah, so these are just some couples of tips we can think of.
Yeah. So that was kind of the census on that.
What about what red flags for men?
Yeah, so this is the good part. This is the good stuff. So then I messaged the girlies. Oh, they also said that they recognize like a smile and nice eyes first. And I was like, yeah, right. You're looking at the ass.
They're always like, oh, you have such beautiful eyes. Smile. Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
You don't even know what color my eyes are, honey.
Pet peeve for me. I hate it when a guy say you have such beautiful eyes because I think that that's just like their textbook line. They say it to everybody. It makes me so mad. I'm like, every single time I close my eyes, what color are my eyes?
And they don't know. No, they don't know.
Stop with that. Also, I don't care what you think about. Tell me I'm funny.
Just be a bit more creative, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so then I go to the girls group chat and I'm like, guys, they start going off. It's so funny. One of my like three of my friends are like, green flag, house in Italy. No.
House in Italy.
But
Switzerland bank account.
Boy red flag.
Private yacht.
Asks for my Snapchat. Post Snapchat stories. Tight pants.
Oh my god.
Always ordering bottle service.
I think we should end this podcast right now.
Someone was like at 12 West every weekend.
Specifically 12 West. Wait, I don't think it's bad for a guy to be ordering bottle service. Like, I think that's kind of fun. You can go with your girlies.
No. I love that. But it's the guys that are like,
I love it.
They like almost, it's like, well, this weekend I get it free because I come so often.
Okay, yeah, red flag.
The guy that's like always ordering bottle service.
Mm-hmm.
This was interesting and I actually agree. A boy red flag, no Instagram. They're too good for Instagram. I think that guys that don't have Instagram are, they can't handle their, like, their women. So they have to, like, not be on social media because they'll get caught or something.
Oh, see, in my experience, when guys don't have Instagram, that's really interesting. But I think it's more like they have such a small brain that they don't even understand how to, like, use it. Like, they don't get it. They're like, what? Well, they don't get it.
I think the ideal guy would be, like, they have Instagram, but they haven't posted in, like, 5 years. So that's what one of my friends was saying. Like, green flag, hasn't posted an Instagram in 5 years.
Oh, no, that's a cheater for sure. He's scared what girls are going to comment.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually know a specific guy.
I think no Instagram. I really agree. One of my friends said that, like, having no Instagram. I agree. I think it's...
Too bad. You need an Instagram. That's like not having a phone.
Yeah, I feel like you just need one because I'm kind of like...
Who are
like
you?
What would happen if you had an Instagram? Like, would there be posting expectations? Like your girlfriend wants you to post her, so you just don't have Instagram.
Okay, but do you know that many guys that don't have Instagram? I only can think of two.
I can think of three.
I know. I think that if they haven't posted in like 4 years, okay, let's put it this way. If they have a girlfriend and they haven't posted in a couple years, that's the red flag. Because like, why aren't you posting?
Yeah, if your girlfriend's not on your Instagram...
But also, I think cheating is so over in 2024. Like, I'm sorry, but there is no way that you are getting cheated on and you don't know. I don't think that that's possible. Like, I think it's just, there's cameras, social media, stories, women everywhere. You're going to get caught. It's so hard to cheat in 2024. So I don't really think it's like a thing anymore. Like, it's still happening, well, you know, but you definitely know.
It's happening, but I think it's, for sure, it's harder to hide it. I saw this girl post a TikTok. I think I commented on it,
Vegas?
Actually.
Oh, continue.
No. And she was saying that her boyfriend was like actively following girls on social media and she was like asking to hang out with him or something. And he was like, I'm just staying in tonight. And she asked about this one girl he had followed. Be like, who is this girl? Like, you have no mutuals. Why'd you follow her? I need to figure out what this girl's TikTok is. And she was like, he was like, oh, I don't know. Just I liked her social media. She has cool stuff. Anyways, he stays in one night.
She has cool stuff. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Weasel.
He isn't responding to his text. She looks at this girl's story and she like posted a picture like in his house and she was like with him. But like, isn't that crazy how she knew? Like, you
That's
know.
That's what I'm saying. You know. And the other thing too is if it's getting to the point where you're having to like creep his new following, like you should not be with him.
Yeah,
you should
know.
Never even get there.
If you feel the need to creep, like you're already right. You're right.
I actually don't even know if Brad follows girls because I've never even looked at that.
Because you've never felt the need to look. But
never.
Let's say, okay, let's say Brad starts like texting
you
less.
Oh, I would
notice.
Like, I would notice.
At night, it's like, he's like, oh, sorry, I fell asleep before I said goodnight. You would start to be like, okay, something is off. Like you
totally.
Can tell
you can
when
feel
all
it.
Of a sudden the pattern changes. And then you're like, okay, something's weird. Like, am I crazy? Let me just like, let me look at his following. That's
yeah.
all like...
Like, you shouldn't
Guys
even get
there. Guys
think
they're so smart, but they're honestly not.
They're honestly not at all. At all. They are literally weasels.
Like, they just like, oh, I'm just gonna just stop responding to her. She'll have no idea.
She'll have no idea.
Mirror selfies.
Okay, this is actually...
This, I feel bad, but it's
I kind of like when the weasel puts up a little selfie. Like, it's like, oh, you're really trying today. I like it. But if you're posting one every day, it's like, okay, relax. You're not hot. I like when the guys who don't act like they're hot
yes.
shit all the time, when they post mirror selfies, like, I'm like, yes, go off, king.
It's disappointing when a hot guy knows he's hot and then acts all hot.
It's always like the bodybuilders, the ones in the gym. They're always like posting all these pictures. And I'm like, one every 3 weeks is okay. But don't be posting one every day. You like it?
No, I don't. I think it's more like I almost get why they're posting because they're like
bodybuilders trying
yeah.
to sell their workout plan.
Well, I feel like they're like showing their progress in the gym.
Okay, I'm not talking about
but
when they're
I
like.
I feel like it's weird when like if Like, when girls take mirror selfies, I think it's so cute and fun. But when a guy, like, goes pee and then snaps a pic in the mirror, I'm like, what is going on?
I think it's the funniest thing. It's like, they literally will... Okay, when a girl snaps a mirror selfie, she's thinking about the background. She's thinking about her outfit. She's thinking about everything in the photo. And it's, like, an aesthetic, cute pic. Whereas when a guy does it, he will literally have just finished peeing, hasn't even tucked his shirt in yet. And he's like... hey, like, work outfit today or whatever, like, snaps a pic. It's like, are you serious? You couldn't, like, wait till the toilet stopped flushing before you snapped that pic?
It's like alive and the toilet's flushing.
You couldn't wait until the random lady in the Costco elevator was out of your frame. Like, they don't get it, which is why I always giggle. I'm like, yes, go off.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, though. One of my friends said, knows every girl in the city, 100% red flag, like, that's also gross. Like, I feel like guys will always, like, shame women for, like, oh my god, she's so promiscuous, blah 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 blah. But, like, I think it goes two ways too. Like, they think it's gross if a girl runs around the city, but they don't think it's gross if they run around the city. Like, how is it different?
That doesn't, like, really gross me out.
Guys will be like, oh my god, like, she knows the whole city. I'm like, bro, you know the whole city, you little hoe.
I don't mind, like, that though. Like,
oh, I hate that.
If I'm going on a date with someone, I kind of want them to know how to go on a date with a girl. Like, I want them to have experience.
No, it's not that. Like, if I'm with a guy and we walk in the room and he's like, yeah, I've dated like four girls in this room, I find it disgusting.
Okay, yeah, that is kind of gross, actually.
I don't like it at all. I get, like, really, like, territorial. I'm like, ew, silly.
Like, okay, girlfriends, like, actually dated them? Yes, I agree with that. But if you just went on a date with, like, 27 girls? No,
if you're, like,
girls,
hooking up with these girls. Like, if you go in a room and it's like, oh, yeah, I've hooked up with, like, 10 girls here.
But they never say that. They always say, oh, nobody. They never tell you 10.
But you... Okay, we know.
We know.
And it's just kind of like, oh, gross. Like, you're... So everyone gets a taste? Like...
Oh, you're gross. We know.
I don't know. I think guys sometimes, like, will shame women, but, like, sometimes they need to also look at themselves.
Yeah, I'm not. I think when you turn 26, there's no shame in any of that.
Stop talking about turning
26. No, I'm not joking. Like, we don't need, like, I don't even think about that stuff anymore. When my girlfriends and I are talking about, like, going on dates and stuff, we're not, like, shaming him for it. Like, that is not a thing anymore. Like, when you're in high school,
no, I don't like a guy that knows the whole city. It's weird to me.
I kind of like
it. Seriously, you do? I don't. I really don't. I like everyone being like, who the hell is that? I'm like, yeah, I know.
No, yeah, I don't like that. I don't know. I think that there's, like, a lot of details we're missing to answer that properly. Obviously, you don't want to date a hoe, but I don't want, like, some random hitchhiker from the forest that no one's met before and has no Instagram.
Well, it's different if people know him versus, like, the whole city slept with him.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't think that's, like... I don't want to be with, like, I don't know.
Okay. Are we going to talk about unpopular opinions?
I like
opinions?
It when guys play hard to get.
I don't think men ever play hard to get.
That's
Have
the
they
problem.
Ever played hard
no,
to get?
No, they don't.
Like, they're literally like, get over here.
No, they
Let's
don't.
Hang out.
Like, you can literally, like, any man is like, okay. And then they'll ghost you after, but, like, they don't play hard to get.
No, men don't play hard to get.
And maybe they should.
What's that saying? It's like, a woman can date whoever she wants. A man will date whoever he can.
Women date who they want. Men date who they can.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Navy sheets. Why is that so funny?
Okay, that's so true. But how what else, what color are they supposed to have?
And then one of my friends said, too invested in sports, and, like, starts yelling at the TV screen.
Oh, I kind of like that. It's like, yes, King.
I find that a little entertaining.
I think it's entertaining too. But what color sheets are they supposed to have?
I don't know. I think, like, a white, like,
I think the biggest turn on ever is someone who's making their bed and does their laundry a lot.
Oh my god, I love, like, clean people. Like,
yeah.
You know when you go in a guy's bathroom?
All clean.
And there's stuff's all over the place and there's, like, hair from their razor and stuff.
And there's no soap in the shower. Oh, suspiciously, there's no soap in there. No products. No.
There needs to be. Oh my god. I remember when I'd go over to, like, my friend's apartments before we'd go out. And one of my guy friends, he would always, like, clean up his whole apartment. God bless him. And but it still had, like, a manly touch to it, but, like, his bed would be perfectly made. Like, he'd have, like, a candle, and we'd all, like, joke, like, oh, who are you bringing home?
Like, wait. Wait, when a man cleans his room and it's, like, dusty and dirty still, but he lights the candle. Yeah. That's, like,
this
typical.
Like, every time we'd go out, like, I'd go to his apartment and it'd always be, like, a little, like, rah, but every weekend before we'd go out, his room would be in pristine condition, like clean, ready to go, like vacuumed. So funny.
Why does the guy's candle that's burning quietly in the corner always have black dust on top
of
it?
Yeah, there's always like stuff in it too. There's always stuff in the candle.
Like a cigarette butt in the candle, like a random earring. And like there's always crumbs, like breadcrumbs lit on, but he like lights it.
So funny.
I'm ready.
It's so funny.
And then also back to the topic of like only having soap in your shower, what is, you guys should start looking actually in your man's shower and what's in it. Like sometimes they will have an 8-in-1 soap, an 8-in-1, and they, when they have showers, they literally will just get their body completely wet and then that's the shower. There's no soap involved in these showers.
Yeah, no, I think it's gross. I don't like people that like don't shower. As dumb as that sounds, like you need to shower, you need to brush
it's
your teeth.
It's not dumb, like you need to brush your teeth and shower
like multiple times a day. There should be 1 to 2 showers a day,
and you need to be cleaning your bathroom, like please. Yeah. Just give it a little wipe and clean it off. There shouldn't be like stuff everywhere. It's
and
gross.
Guys might not notice that, but like girl, we'd like notice everything. And it's,
have you cleaned your bath mat, the little rug that's in front of your shower? Have you cleaned that ever, sir? This is all to the gentleman out there. I know you haven't, and we're sick of it.
For green flag, my friend said that they always notice like nice hair first, which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Height, I feel like height you notice because they'll be the tallest.
Well, what
person
about
in
teeth?
The room. Smile. I always notice teeth. Like,
yeah, I notice teeth. I don't want to be mean because it kind of sucks if you have bad teeth and
know,
if you didn't get braces.
Say,
but that is.
I don't notice bad teeth unless they're really bad. But I always notice good teeth, and I'm like, wow, beautiful teeth.
I notice bad teeth.
But then if it's like bad, I kind of forget. But no, I do. I do notice teeth.
But bad teeth always comes with. It's not just crooked. It's like you haven't been washing those things. Like, let's
yeah,
get
know,
a brush.
Like, you need to brush your
to the teeth.
Teeth. It's. I really don't like people that don't like clean themselves.
Yeah, no, it's really
it's
gross.
It's like not good.
Hockey guys, they're
oh my god,
stinky
my
hair.
Friend
like,
said
ew.
Red flag plays hockey, and then they said green flag plays any sport other than hockey.
I agree. They're such a different type of.
I don't
animal.
Like the smell of hockey. Well, growing up, both of our brothers played hockey, and they would take the hockey bags, put it in the car after school or like after hockey, and then they'd leave it overnight. It's like they'd forget, like probably every 2 weeks they'd forget the hockey bag in the car, and in the morning we'd get in the car
ew.
For school, and it would smell so bad. And that alone has made me hate
it.
Hockey. No,
you know they don't
so
even
gross.
Wash it. It just go. They air it out. That's disgusting. That is such weasel behavior. I love it.
I don't like it. Or like if guys go to the gym and they don't shower like immediately after.
Just be clean, you know, like you just got to clean up a little bit more.
The other thing my friend said as a green flag is like random niche nerdy interests.
I think just having some interest in life other than the Sunday football game and women. Like having something that you do with your life, whether having an interest in your job, having a hobby, like you play an instrument, like just something. You need to pick up something.
Ambition,
and that goes for men and women.
Goals.
You gotta have something going on there, honey.
Everyone said like no talking crap about your ex, which is so true.
Oh, the amount of times that I've heard people bring up their exes. Like do not even talk about your ex. As far as we're concerned, you never even had one. Like, don't worry, we already did the stalking. We know exactly who she is, and Miranda and I have a call later, but like do not talk about it.
The second I hear about an ex, I'm like, oh, okay, so you love her.
You're not over her. Yeah, exactly. So I thought it was interesting. We had a lot of DMs from guys for this podcast saying like, hey, we're listening. And I just want to give a shout out to all the little gentlemen out there.
We love you.
Hey guys,
what's
welcome to the Strawberry Milk Pod. We're so happy to have you. Thanks for joining us, ladies. Hopefully we can make sure that our topics are interesting to both of you guys.
Yeah, we just told them to brush their teeth, so.
Hopefully you brought your notepad to this session because we had a lot of pointers for you.
Okay, I want to say something I notice, which is so, I don't notice again when it doesn't happen, but I notice when it does happen, when a guy will like hold the elevator.
Oh yeah,
I don't notice when they don't though, but whenever like a guy holds the elevator, I'm like, oh my God, that was hot.
Yeah, well, like ladies first.
Yeah, I'm like, totally. Whoa, where'd that come from? Or like, they will hold a door.
Totally. I think that at least in this building, like everyone always does that. The guys always let you go in first.
Every single time I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, it's because it's like mature businessmen here, right?
Yeah, I know. It's really hot.
Yeah, ladies first always.
I also want to say something. The number one thing that I would notice about a guy is, I'd say confidence. And Georgia said something the other day, because I always think that guys are just so confident.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something the other day to one of your friends, like, oh, maybe he's like feeling insecure about the way that you feel or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's so true. Like, guys have feelings too.
They do have feelings.
But I would say for guys that you should come across as confident and like fake it till you make it. So I told Georgia to write down some of her unpopular opinions and we're going to unpack them. I also wrote some down too. So what was your unpopular opinion?
I don't think this is unpopular because I think people are in denial that they agree with me. But sitting on the same side of the table on a date.
You like that?
I prefer it. Oh my God. I hate sitting across from them.
I hate that. No.
Why? Don't you like them? If you like them, don't you want to sit beside them?
I don't like talking sideways. Like, oh my gosh. I want to look at them.
Yeah, see, I don't like it. I actually am uncomfortable when I'm sitting.
On a first date?
If I like them, but like, you know, the vibes, like there's certain guys that you're kind of, you're like not sure about them because it's the first date. So you sit across. But like, if I'm really into someone and I'm excited for the first date, I want to sit on the same side.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I hate it. I just really hate it. Oh my gosh. I can't. I don't know why.
Wait, it's I like, think sitting across is so nice.
Sitting across is like so awkward. You have to like have perfect posture or something. They're like staring at your boobs. I don't know. I feel really awkward. I don't like it. And I want to be like close and like really like snuggled up in like against a bench or whatever, like a little booth vibe. That's my vibe. I love it.
I actually think like date or not, I don't like talking sideways ever. Like also, in a car, at a hockey game. Like I hate it.
I hate when you are talking across from each other as well, because everybody can hear you. You have to like talk louder so your voice is reaching the other side of the table, and I get so much anxiety when people are listening to my conversation.
Oh,
on a
me
date
too.
And everyone is listening, or it's like when the tables are like so close together. But I will say, sitting at like a sports game, a hockey game, that's my worst nightmare on a first date.
My God.
There's nothing more awkward. Everyone's listening. It's way too close. Like, I don't know, I don't like that.
That's horrible.
But dinner date, I'm sitting on the same side. Okay, you do your unpopular opinion. Okay. I have more, but
one of mine, carry-on luggage is a scam.
Carry-on luggage is the biggest scam.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Georgia and I have this conversation every time we travel. We're like, oh, you're going to bring carry-on? Because, like, it's one day. Well, I would, but they're going to make me check it anyways. Like,
this, like, airplanes, can you please figure out how to make overhead bins that carry your luggage? Like
maybe,
I'm not,
maybe we should book carry-on luggage ahead of time, though. Like, maybe you should, like, pay for your carry-on luggage. Cause
yeah,
because
I want to carry it on.
Yeah, are we checking it or not? Because I'm either going to bring the full size or not. You have so much stress. You're, like, lining up at the gate. You got to be zone 1 to 3 or you're screwed.
Even every zone 1 to 3, they're taking
flight,
it away.
They're like, oh, we're pretty full flight today, so we'll be doing complimentary bag no, I brought two portions of my foundation so that I could carry on, and then you have to check your nice carry-on. You don't know where it goes.
Yeah, I hate when you went through all the trouble of lugging it through the airport, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, we're taking your bag now. Like, no, you're not taking my bag. And the whole vibe of them taking it from you, like, it has important stuff in it. Don't touch it. And then the cherry on top is 50% of the time they lose it because they don't even load it onto the airplane. I've lost my bag like 7 times. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. So Georgia will be like, it's easier to just check it right away.
And then at least it'll make it to the destination.
So
not to
annoying.
Mention, you have to wait an hour for your luggage to get out. Let's talk about that, okay? From a business owner standpoint of view or whatever, okay? From my standpoint, my viewpoint, whatever the word, I can't find the words, but if we get a lot of complaints from customers about whatever it is, about shipping times, about sizing, about whatever it is, when you run a business, when your customers say stuff, you listen. We constantly are like upgrading our systems, changing our vibes, our structure, our organization to better suit our customers. Like every day, that's what we're doing. And if you compare our business practices to even a month ago or even a week ago, they are constantly improving. Okay. If you're an OG customer, you will know this. Our shipping is like 2 days. We partnered with DHL, baby. But the question is, why do airlines get away with the shittiest of service you've ever experienced in your life? They lose your luggage. They take 3 hours to get this luggage off the plane. Like, what's so difficult of getting the bag off the plane? Like, something's not working. So can we change it? Can we do something?
I think it's because they don't need to change anything because they're going to book it no matter what.
But I'm sick of it. And there's other like companies like this. Like, let's talk about mail. Like, mailing postal services, they get away with so much bad behavior of just, they lose your parcels. The amount of parcels that just get lost is not our fault. It's because shipping companies are so horrible. They're so shitty. And they take forever. Like, why is it that airlines and postal companies get away with giving you the worst business practices?
Because you have no choice. You have to fly. Like, you have to book it. They're not going to lose anything.
It's not fair, though.
But there's definitely, like, right. Some airlines that I do not like and I don't enjoy flying. I will say one airline I do love is WestJet. Like, their employees are always so nice and cheerful and
you're
happy.
Only allowed one drink at a time, though.
Yeah, I don't usually eat or drink on the airplane.
They don't let you order your two cocktails at once. But other than
that... Do other airlines, though?
Air Canada would.
Well, they lose your luggage, so...
Air Canada loses my luggage every day.
Georgia always loses her luggage.
Yeah, see, I don't... Like, obviously, you have favorites, whatever, but I'm just so sick of airlines. Like, they're horrible. They really are horrible. It's like a
crime,
I think.
When the baggage doesn't come off the conveyor belt very fast, I don't think it's because of the airline. Like, I think it's the airport and, like, maybe lack of staff and stuff. But I just think there's no rush. Like, why do they care? They don't care if we get our bags. Why?
But it's gonna happen. They should. And if they don't want to have proper business practices and happy customers, then get out of business.
But you're not going to stop going to, like, Toronto because it takes a while to get your bag. You have to go to Toronto. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I understand
every single time
why,
I land in Toronto, Pearson, I think I wait 1 hour at baggage claim. But, like, I have to go to Toronto.
Well, let's start boycotting. Because I'm sick of it. It's not fair.
You know where? You know what, Speedy? Nashville. BNA. That's a great airport.
What's BNA?
I love that city.
That's Nashville Airport. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, what's your other unpopular opinion?
I'm a vodka girl versus tequila. Whenever you're getting shots at the club, I'm taking vodka. But my unpopular opinion, well, that's the first part of it. The second part of it is if someone's ordering a round of shots and you're that person who's like, no, I can't do tequila. I have to do the vodka. Or like you switch it and you make like 27 tequila shots and then you're like the one that's getting the
vodka.
Get
your own drink.
Suck it up. Like literally suck it up and take the tequila shot or don't take anything. But we're not making an exception for you.
Yeah, it's like so loud in the club. You're like, I'm going to get a round. I'm buying you all a drink. And someone's like, oh, actually, can I do like a rye and kind
of with a Red Bull on the side? No. Oh, can we do a side of pineapple juice? Like the pineapple juice is like
maybe,
$20, babe.
Maybe step to the side and order your own drink then. I'm getting a round of tequila shots. Who's in?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like so not the vibe.
It's just not easygoing. You're also in a loud nightclub. Like what? Like what?
Yeah,
and then
like,
you're like, yeah. Oh, sorry, sir. Can you get like... it's like, oh, I'm never buying around again. That was like a whole
ordeal.
It's
just unnecessary. It's like
you're not
you might
paying,
miss out on the round of shots.
Yap, okay? I'm getting around to
shut your big
shots.
Yap.
And you know what? If you want your Ryan Susba, you can go up and you can get a round of Ryan Subanella. Okay? But I'm getting a round of tequila shots. Who's in?
Agreed.
Okay, that was great. I really feel like I got something
Me
off
too.
My chest.
No, but it's like, I'm not a tequila girl, but the amount of tequila shots I've had in my lifetime, like, yeah, I'm not going to be the one who's like, no, I'll do vodka.
I was saying this the other day because my friends and I all have our own, like, we like tequila, some like vodka, but we all will buy rounds. And every time it's like whatever we buy, like sometimes we try to accommodate, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Totally.
And I'm like, I can't remember the last time I have gone out and had just one type of alcohol.
No, it's not possible.
It's not.
It's just not in the agenda, babe. And if you're trying to like only have one type of alcohol, that's on you. It's not on everybody else.
But sometimes people will be like, what do you want, Sid? Like tequila or vodka? And I freeze. I'm like, I don't even know at this point.
Okay, you guys, one time I was on like I didn't want to get hungover. So I was like, I'm only having vodka tonight. So this guy comes up and he's like, oh, let me buy you a shot. I was like, oh, sure. So we go to the bar. I obviously wanted to talk to him. So I let him buy the shot and he orders tequila. And I'm trying to be like super easygoing. So I was like, sure. So I take the tequila shot and I pour it over my shoulder because I didn't want to have tequila that night. And I'm taking it upon myself to make sure that I don't. And the tequila lands on his foot. I didn't realize his foot was behind me. And he turns to me. He's like, did you just pour your shot on my foot? And I was like, no, it must have been somebody else. Like, I was so busted. But did I get hungover the next day?
Sometimes
no.
You have to do that, though, because, like, people don't, like, they are just like, no, you have to.
You have to have the
so
shot.
It's like, okay, to the floor it goes.
To the floor, that baby will go.
Yeah, I've definitely had those moments. Another unpopular opinion I have is that I love airports and like being on an airplane, unless you have like a horrible seat and like it's like not things aren't clicking. But like I love being on an airplane.
What?
Georgia and I have like a really long flight coming up and she's like dreading it. And I'm like so excited for it.
You're excited to be on an airplane? I don't like being on airplanes.
I really enjoy it.
Why?
I find it really peaceful. I feel like it's like the one point in my life where like there's nothing else I have to do but just like sit.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I really enjoy it. I get so excited.
Sit on the airplane.
I think it's like the most calm I feel. And I like love turbulence.
Okay, it's interesting you say that because about two flights ago when I was flying home from Switzerland, I was thinking to myself, why am I always like dreading flights? Like I should just enjoy relaxing, drink some wine and watch this movie. And so I actually for the first time had like a shift in thoughts. But like when we flew home from Hawaii yesterday, I wasn't down to sit there for 6 hours.
I had the whole row to myself. So like that was nice. And then I was like, wow, when they were like, we're about to land. I was like, already? Like I was kind of bummed. Okay. I'm being dead serious. But I had the whole row to myself. So that helped.
Unpopular opinion. We're sitting on this flight. Sunny has a whole row behind me. I have an old man sitting beside me. Bless his heart. But don't bring a packed lunch onto the airplane.
It smelled so bad.
This man opens up like he has a container of cheese, a container of cucumber, a container of like he starts building a sandwich with the sauces and all. And I'm like, A, build that sandwich somewhere else. Like, build it at home. B, don't eat it on the airplane. Like, you're stinking up the whole atmosphere.
I don't get why he didn't pre-build it.
Not to mention his shoes were off. Like, he was making himself at home. He was acting as if the airplane was, like, his humble abode. Like, babe, we're sharing this space right now, so you need to get some plane manners right now. Unpopular opinion, knock it off.
That is so funny.
It was just,
Jordan texted me. She's like, do you smell that? And I did. It was a weird smell, though.
It was so gross to me. And he was making them for his wife in the other aisle.
Oh my gosh. You know what I'm thinking about? Whenever there's a baby on the plane crying and people get mad, I literally get so mad at those people. Like, when people are getting irritable about kids, like, I just think it's the meanest thing you can do as a human. Like, I feel so bad for like the parents that are stressing about their crying kid because like people are giving attitude. Like we were all babies once. It's out of their control.
We were all babies once.
Do you know what I mean? Like people are sometimes so rude about a crying baby. And I just think that like you have to be a horrible human to get mad at a baby.
Okay. So I agree with that. I think that is an unpopular opinion. I agree that, yeah, you don't know what it's like. And
you were a baby crying on a plane once too.
The baby's like, upset.
The parent is stressing out. And like, I just feel so bad.
But the difference is when it's like a little 3-year-old or a 2-year-old, like, do you want me to spank it or are you going to spank it? Because that kid's acting like a rotten nut and there's no need for that. I can't stand when like toddlers are misbehaving in public and the parents are just like not doing anything about it.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I'm so not interested in that behavior.
Parenting is a tricky thing. Like you are. Yeah, I guess everyone has their different parenting techniques, though.
But
like,
are you not going to spank your kids?
No, I probably would.
I definitely will.
They're going to be going on timeouts, too.
Timeouts, like, for sure.
My kids will not be getting everything they want, either.
Like, no, you need to discipline your children. Your children, there's no reason for your children to be crying in public. Like, I really just don't. Our mom, if we started having a little tantrum in the, I don't think I ever had a tantrum in a grocery store, first of all. But if I did, it would be home spanking on the bum, bed for the rest of the day. Like we're not messing around. And
you have to behave.
But sometimes there are those rotten kids on an airplane.
Well, the ones that are like rotten though, they just grow up to like have no friends.
Well, is that true? I don't know if that's true.
They just get
yeah, like you can't be a rotten like kid. Like grow up. Literally grow up. I can't stand that. But if you're a little baby, like if the baby's still sharing a seat with the mom, okay, it's not their fault they're crying. Like maybe their ears hurt.
Sometimes
I can't even unplug my own ears.
It's different to be like being a whiny little baby versus like a 2-year-old that's like doesn't know where it is and is like crying and someone's like, oh, would you get that thing? And it's like, what is your problem, sir? Like, yeah, how could you come for
put your shoes
like,
on and zip it?
Who gets mad at a kid? It's so rude. Also, like, I'm sure that guy was crying. Like, and also the mom probably feels horrible. The mom, no one wants to hear the crying, but like we should be kind to people. Like that makes me so mad.
Yeah,
like it really does. I think it's so messed up to get mad at a baby.
I agree. We're gonna do a couple questions.
Okay guys, before we close out for the day, I'm gonna answer a couple questions on Instagram. I just put out like a general questions thing. That's on Strawberry Milk Pod Instagram if you want to go check that out. That's where I'll be posting those. So let's see what people asked. Will the podcast get a video option or only audio? Yes, it will get video. Hangover cure. I really love liquid IV or like electrolyte packets. I know that some people say there's a lot of sugar in them, but before, when I get home from a night out, if I'm like feeling super, super tipsy, I'll try and like have something to eat because I just think it like settles the stomach a bit, like a carb. But I will usually go home and like chug a bunch of water and then I wake up and I'll have like my liquid IV or even like liquid IV before I go. They should sponsor me before
I go out. Yeah, Sydney loves liquid
out.
IV. I actually, when you do give it to me, it does help.
It does help. There is a lot of sugar in it, but I think there is at least.
I like how it tastes. Not the best. I mean, I hate how it tastes, but I like how it makes me feel.
I think there's sugars, or I don't know. But even like Gatorade and stuff, but I think hydrating is the most important thing. Even water. Like just going home and like chugging a liter of water before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
How to become a runner. Georgia, you want to answer this one?
Yeah, I've never ran a day in my life. I just run through his mind. That's all I do.
Yeah, are you getting tired from running through my mind? I would say just start small. You can do anything. You literally just train your body to do it. Start with like 1K and then build your way up. Challenge yourself each day to go further and further. I feel like by day 5, it'll be like easy. Cactus Club order. Drink or dessert. Okay.
Shout out to our Burrard Street Cactus Girls. We're obsessed with you.
No, it's Bentel.
Oh, sorry. Bentel.
Bentel Cactus. We love you.
We're that probably going to go there Cactus today. Club.
Wait, we should.
I'm down.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, the spicy jalapeno margarita.
So
one
good.
Of my favorites.
The salted rim on that is like a snack in itself. I love it. I'm craving one
Perfection.
Now.
If you go to the Bentel location, they do this best, but the, what are the fries?
The Creole fries tossed in honey. So the tossed honey is not in the honey. Side. It's like drizzled all the way on. They toss it. They mix it up. Creole fries tossed in honey. If they do it properly and they're warm and they're crunchy and they have that sweet tangy and the salty Creole, they are the yummiest thing. They're not on the menu, but they are so yummy. If you order them, tell them Strawberry Milk Mob sent you, okay?
Yeah, if you go to the Bentel location, tell them Strawberry Milk Mob sent you.
Yeah, Bentel, when are you going to sponsor me, babe? Because I've been there. I've been shouting you out.
Some other favorites I love, like when I was younger, I'd always get the mini burgers, like love the mini burgers, love the mini like chicken sandwiches too.
Mm-hmm.
But my go-to right now is the green curry thing, and I get it like the spicy
the green Thai curry.
Oh, I don't even really know good. What's going on there. It's delicious. Georgia always.
I always get the teriyaki chicken rice bowl. Yeah. It's my go-to. I can't stay away from it. It's so freaking good. I love Cactus Club. In America, they don't have Cactus Club. Wait, Sid, we just forgot that most of our listeners are from America. Cactus Club is like a burger joint.
Yeah, they don't, do they?
But they have like rice bowls, they have tuna poke, they have hamburgers, chicken burgers, fries. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, but we have Cactus Clubs all over Canada, all over the cities. So it's a very like commonplace. Like that's so where yummy. You go. If you don't know where to go, you go to Cactus Club, if that makes sense.
I love Cactus. Someone asked how many bikinis don't make the cut, and that is so funny because a lot
of bikinis. We actually just had our sample meeting a couple minutes before we recorded this.
So funny.
And we usually get a sample, like we usually change a sample 5 times before it goes into production for bulk. So we'll get the first version, then we'll make 5 changes, so 5 versions of it until it's like perfect, and then we put it into production.
It's interesting though, sometimes we'll look at something and we'll be like, oh my God, no, like absolutely not. And then we'll look back a couple months later and we're like, wait, that is really so cute. It like grows.
Or you put it on, it's ugly like sitting there on the table, but you try it on and it's like a different person. You're like, this is the cutest number one seller ever.
Favorite places to get jewelry and sunglasses that aren't too expensive? I really like Jenny Bird. I think it might be slightly on the pricier side, but Jenny Bird is really good quality.
I love my Jenny Bird earrings. I have Jenny Bird bracelets, Jenny Bird necklaces. I love, there's so many brands that will send us stuff and then we actually fall in love with that brand. And Jenny Bird was one of them.
Yeah.
Such I think good I have quality. Everything that they have.
Such
it,
good quality.
It lasts. It doesn't tarnish. My favorite earrings that I own are from Jenny Bird.
So it is, I think it is a little bit more on the pricier side, but it's nice to know that like you're getting what you pay for. I do really like it.
Totally. She's a Canadian girly too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I think Toronto.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so
and
shout
out
to them.
They also don't pay for advertising ever.
Yeah, they just send it.
Because the product speaks for itself. Yeah, we don't. And then I also kind of randomly, like I've picked up jewelry pieces on like Amazon before. Tips from Coconut on how to be a bigger yapper.
Well, she has a lot to yap about for this one.
I don't even know. I just think I think it's just like my brain chemistry.
Is that a real question?
Yeah, she said, I'm too quiet. Like, you're probably not. I yap
you're
too much.
Like, not.
I always have to tell myself to, like, yap less. Oh, favorite quote and why? Love you. Love you, too. My favorite quote, and this is so typical, but, like, I believe it with everything, is everything happens for a reason. I live by that. Because it's really calming when, like, everything hits the fan. You can be like, okay, there's a reason.
Okay, my quote would probably be attack, attack, attack. everything in life. You don't want to answer that text message, attack, answer it. You don't want to get that project done for work, attack, answer it. Yeah. You don't want to like break up with your boyfriend, attack, break up with him. Like everything in life, you have to attack it. Don't sit on idle. Don't wait for tomorrow. Like do it right now. Attack life.
Yeah, I need to get better at that. I never do that. I sit on everything.
Yeah, you do.
Another quote that I have that is my own and it's a little less typical is never skip a Monday. This is my rule for like working out, but also like setting the tone. It's like, my most important workout that I have is on Monday morning, because if I have a good Monday morning workout, I'm like Tuesday, I'm like, okay, well, like, let's keep it going. If I skip a Monday workout, I usually have a crappy week and I'm just not as motivated. But like a Monday for me sets the tone for my entire week.
That's a good one. Yeah. Lately though, I haven't never even really noticed like Monday, what day of the week it is. Like every single day is the same.
It's true. It gets a little complicated, but never skip a Monday.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope that you guys enjoyed all of our unpopular opinions and green flags, red flags. We do have a drop coming up on Friday, so March 15th, 9 a.m. PST. We're dropping some new styles. I'm really excited about these. Really
fun colors. Were you a pink sister or a purple sister?
Everyone understood what we meant when we said that, too. I was always the pink sister. But people are saying the older sister is always the pink sister and the younger sister's purple. Because
pink is like the first choice. Ha ha ha.
Well, anyways, tune in on Friday. Shop our drop. We're really excited about this one. We shot it in the snow and in the sun on the beach. So
it's iconic. But thank you so much for listening to another episode. Again, subscribe. Leave a review. We want to know that we're doing well. That's what keeps us going. Like, we
tag us on your story if you're listening. We'd love to see.
Post it. I'll repost you if you tag Strawberry Milk Pod. You can always DM me. And then again, I'll be throwing up questions on that same Instagram. But yeah, we love you guys.
We love you. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.